This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
All right, you struggling screenwriters, I'm about to hand you a plot. It'll start in an unlikely place, the fact that it's been 40 years since research was published that led to the development of LCD flat screens, which revolutionized computers and TVs. British chemist George Gray came up with a way to make liquid crystals that worked, here was the trick, at room temperature. Mark Lorch writes about this in The Guardian. Lorch is also a chemist at Britain's University of Hull, and you gotta hear this yarn.
So in the late 60s, the UK government was paying the US, I think it was, massive amounts of royalties to use cathode ray tubes, so the tubes in old televisions. And so the story goes is they were actually paying more than the whole development costs of Concorde just to use the cathode ray tubes.
Let me understand this. So in other words, the British government in its various ministries, the British military, used so many TV set-looking screens, and somehow they were under license.
Yeah, that's correct, yes. And so the British government, and particularly a guy called John Stonehouse, he set up this group to try and find some alternative technology to replace the cathode ray tube. And he, back in the 60s, his goal was to produce a colour flat-screen television. So something that didn't actually materialise until, you know, the early 2000s, really.
And so the government minister, John Stonehouse, who was the Minister of Technology under Prime Minister Harold Wilson, what became of him in the fullness of time?
Well, that's another interesting side story, because Stonehouse, whilst he had this great foresight in trying to back liquid crystals, he wasn't so hot with his own business dealings. And in 1974, his clothes were found on a beach in Florida, and he had apparently committed suicide. However, what he'd actually done is he'd changed his identity and tried to skip off to Australia with his mistress. And there he was found, and eventually sent to prison for fraud. But it also later, as if that wasn't enough, it turned out that he was also a Czech spy.
You mean all along? So you think the story ends where they find him under an assumed identity in Australia and bring him back? But there's more?
Yeah, that's right. It eventually turned out that he was a Czech spy as well. So I'm not sure quite what information he passed over to on the other side of the Iron Curtain. But you know, interesting backstory there as well.
It sounds like the first screenplay that needs to be written by a University of Hull chemist.
That's true, actually. I should talk to our creative writers here, see if we can come up with an opera or something.
Mark Lorch teaches chemistry at the University of Hull. Dr. Lorch, thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
Now, it's true that such a plot would sound a lot like the old British comedy series The Fall and Rise of Reginald Perrin. Remember, he tries to fake his own death, but then comes back? In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.